You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I'm not saying we've got to be in Afghanistan forever, but I am saying, did any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, the strategic air base, before we evacuate everyone? I have been fighting for 17 years. I am willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability.
I demand accountability. Now, those are the words of Marine Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. They got thrown into the brig, not just because of the remarks, but because he disobeyed a direct order. Don't do that again on social media. I want to spend a lot of time on that story today, more time than we have before, because there's several things in play here. One, he's right. He's absolutely right. When we made the decision to abandon Bagram Airfield, and maybe the generals were under the constraint of President Biden saying, I want it done here and now, and those troops have to go. They couldn't defend everything, and so that's when they made the decision. And if so, he refused to listen to them. But Marine Lieutenant Colonel Scheller saying, I demand accountability. I've served 5 terms in deployment. I've lost men. We have lost men and women in service to this country. Their parents, the nation, demands accountability. And for that, he's facing charges under Article 32, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So, couple specifics. One, disobeying a lawful order. If they told him, don't do it on social media again, and he did it, it's a clear violation of a lawful order. Number two, conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. Well, I'd have to say several officers and, quote, gentlemen have been unbecoming in their approaches and attitudes in the past as well. I'm going to be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood from Heritage, 20 years in the Marines. I count Dakota as a very good friend and a fellow Marine. I don't know if we're going to have a big difference on some of this or maybe just nuances. There are some things we will agree on, and there's some other things I'm not so sure we will have agreement. But he's very candid in his opinion, and I think we need to hear it. And I damn sure want you to hear my approach on it. That'll be coming up later over the next 2 hours. Serious questions, and I don't know at this time how close we will agree. Also, Dr. Rich Lehman's going to join us, founder of U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, and talking about athletes, and particularly in the NBA, about don't want COVID vaccines and the penalties they're going to pay. But we're going to expand beyond that. We're going to look at this Merck pill that supposedly can be just a pill taken that would be effective. In the meantime, there are questions about some of these drugs that you have already been given and why maybe some are not taking them, that maybe they've been derived from fetuses of aborted babies. And then we have this issue about they're trying to clarify and determine if they can use a COVID vaccine all the way down to age 5, maybe 2, maybe even 6 months of a child. And while they're trying to determine that, they've already said, oh, pregnant women, you can have the vaccine. That child isn't even born yet. That child is going to ingest and take anything mom does. We have been told that repeatedly. We're going to get into that. Budget bill mess, it's a total mess and a complete mess because coming election 2022, 2024, has Mitch McConnell already begun selling out GOP and the country? The Hunter Biden artwork and conflict over that? And even Americans on the left have had it with wokeness? And I want to take a moment to thank Kathleen England for filling in for me in my absence. I appreciate that, and I'm glad to be back with you. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We don't know the details of how their biowarfare program is connected to this, but we can't rule it out. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just an obvious, I think, well-established fact. Now, the thing that you talked about next, which is like, when did this thing start? Well, that's a real mind-blowing kind of idea, because most of us assumed that it started in December. Then we found out maybe November. Then Robert Redfield said maybe September or October. And that changes everything, because that means that if it's true that it came out in September or October, which is when the Wuhan Institute of Virology took its database offline, coincidentally, I guess, right? You know, if that was the truth, then that means they covered it up for four more months than even than we thought.
Covered it up for four more months than even we thought. Now, those are the views Washington Post columnist, CNN political analyst Josh Rogan, as he appeared on the Megyn Kelly show. The reason I wanted to spend some time on this is because we still have so many questions about COVID and how we got where we are and what we're doing about it, and are we doing anything that's really effective, or... In the words of Joy Pullman in the writing for The Federalist titled, Joe Biden's Vaccine Mandate Doesn't Exist, it's just a press release. She goes on to say, Americans are no longer living under represented government. We're living under government by the screen people, of the screen people, for the screen people. Stop and think about that for a moment. Her next line says, yes, we've heard all about Joe Biden's alleged vaccine mandate for private companies employing 100 or more people. It was all over the news even before he announced it, September 9th. His announcement has jeopardized the employment of millions of Americans and increased worker shortages in critical domains such as health care. She said there's only one problem. It's a mirage. Biden's so-called vaccine mandate does not exist, at least not yet. So far, all we have is his press conference. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Stand back. We don't know how big it's going to get. Here it comes. And there's nothing. OSHA has had it for 4 weeks on the direction of Biden to do it, and they cannot figure out what are we supposed to do. 24 Republican attorney generals have already publicly voiced opposition to this clearly unconstitutional and illegal mandate. The Office of the Indiana Attorney General confirmed there is no mandate to haul into court. That may be part of the plan. We're ready, but we don't have a mandate. Is this kind of like when you were a kid? And Mama said, you do that one more time, you're going to do that, you're going to get spanking. You do that again. Listen, if you got that many warnings you didn't get your spanking, you were raised by the wrong mama. Because when my mama said, one more time, that was it. And Dad, boy, when Dad said something, it may be a warning accompanied with already a little pounding, a little, I won't say beating, I mean spanking, and I don't want anyone to think otherwise. I was not child abused in any way. You know, so many kids of today, they have no idea what many of us grew up with. Oh, my dad took a belt. Oh, yeah, a belt. Nowadays, I guarantee you that would have meant to, and some, it would confront possible child abuse charges, us being yanked from the parents, which is not good for the family in general. And many of us teach our children the same way we're taught. I taught my children, you do that, you're going to get a spanking. And one of them would just absolutely insist she's going to do it, and she would get the spanking. Not with the belt, with my hand. And even then, I began to realize I can't just go crazy and whacking away on her little butt. I've got to time it, say, 5 or 3 and whatever it was. But Biden said, oh, we're going to punish these companies and they will get in line. And some of the companies already jumped the gun. See, they were already planning this. They were part of the planning behind the curtain. Some of the airlines and others, oh, yeah, we're all in for it. Oh, we're sorry it's going to hurt and leave people out, but this is what we need to do. They want vaccine mandates. They want documentation for you to get on their plane, and they want that damn mask on your face. I don't care how bad it is, for hours on end, giving you headaches, causing ladies, especially young girls, and young boys, acne, things of this nature. No, they're going to continue pushing all of this. But there is currently no such mandate. None. Now, just yesterday, I correct that. This is today. I think it's today. Let me double check the line. It says Thursday. I want to make sure it wasn't a previous Thursday. No, it's today. The EPA has been slapped with a lawsuit by a former Trump-era advisory member claiming the Biden administration's purge of industry representatives would violate federal laws. And this is a suit launched by Jones Day Law Firm on behalf of Stanley Young that served on the SAB, Scientific Advisory Board of the Trump administration, and argued that they've been stacking these advisory roles with like-minded scientists sympathetic to White House policies. So he said, we're going to put a stop to that right here. Now, this book that Joe Rogan has been working on, and others raising questions as well, we all want to know, we all suspect, do we not, that this came out of the Wuhan lab. Now, the question is, was it a mistake? Was it intentional? Those are two questions that bear some closer examination. Well, I could speculate. You want my speculation? I'll speculate. Hell yes, it came out of there, and hell yes, they wanted it to. And they released it on purpose. Now, maybe in the beginning, the first was an accidental release. They said, well, let's just not be the only one to suffer. Let's spread it around. They were weaponizing gain-of-function research, which Dr. Fake insisted they're not doing that. And it could not have come from there. It had to come from these wet markets, which are nasty, nasty places, but acceptable for that environment and that world populace at that point. But were they using it for gain of function, which means to weaponize it? How can we use it? There was another reporter who was doing a piece and talking to former DNI director John Ratcliffe. And she had taken note in her report that, coinky dinky, suddenly all these machines that would do COVID testing were being snapped up off the market, as were masks, by the way. China was suddenly sucking them all up. Megyn Kelly sets up that part of the story.
The Chinese buying up PCR machines. Now, you guys know PCR tests, right? We've all had to have one of those. They test for COVID. They suddenly started buying them up like crazy, like they were candy in 2019. Listen here.
There was a buy-up of PCR equipment used to test for coronaviruses in Wuhan in 2019. The next month, one of those machines went to the Wuhan Institute. Is this something you're aware of, that they bought a PCR machine in November 2019?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
How significant would this purchase be?
Would be significant.
Is it a smoking gun?
Ultimately, I don't think there's ever going to be one specific smoking gun. I think there's more than just smoke here. I think there's fire from a whole bunch of different sources. I think that would be another compelling piece of evidence if you need more. I don't need more.
I don't need any more. The guy was head of the Department of National Intelligence. There's stuff he can't discuss. But he says, I don't need more. I've already, from what I've seen, smoking gun, hell, it's a whole blazing guns left and right. Looks like Chicago on a weekend. That's my analogy, not his. But he says, we don't really need more evidence. In the midst of this, while we're still trying to pull all this together, and we can certainly suspect China's to blame, the World Health Organization was part of it, we have certain pieces of information that cannot be shared with the public yet for some reason or another. But again, when it comes to investigating what took place, the questions remain, who knew what and when, and how do we get that information to be made public? With that in mind, again, Joe Rogan, who's been writing this book and other materials and investigating what happened, he makes this very simple statement.
the Biden administration could snap its fingers right now and release a bunch of information that would help us understand what's going on and how we got into this mess. And they don't want to do that. It seems like they don't want to do that because they don't want the issue, the problem of dealing with it politically and diplomatically. They don't want to throw progressives under the bus. They don't want to complicate U.S.-China relations. And they're doing that at the cost of our national security and our public health. So, you know, all Radcliffe has to say is, hey, Biden, why don't you just release the stuff that I've already seen? That would get us somewhere. That would be better than what we've got now, which is a total vacuum of information and effort.
That is true, but I have to caution you on this. And I always try to give you, even though now as a show host, I can comment and give you my own opinion, I still have that basic fabric of 50-plus years as a news journalist to be fair with you and give you full disclosure and information on both sides. Trump has the same kind of information. But, again, when they have that kind of intel and that information, they're not at liberty to release it. They just can't do it. Of course, the Democrats can. Oh, the Democrats can leak anything they want or hide anything they want. Earlier this week, the Wall Street Journal published a letter raising a question about the Constitution, and when you have an American people conditioned for compliance, even with wildly outlandish things, and they follow these rules? Here's some good news. First Crypto World is now open in St. Charles, the first brick-and-mortar store where you can learn about cryptocurrencies and buy crypto merchandise. First Crypto World also has 3D printing services. In fact, I'm getting some promotional items printed. 3D. Get full details at firstcryptoworld.com. firstcryptoworld.com.
Larry Connors, USA.
So you're aware of the lockdown in Australia and how bad it has gotten, right? But are you really aware of what's involved and what's happening behind the scenes? Let me give you first this Wall Street Journal report. They actually published a letter from Bruce Atkinson. Bruce Atkinson is identified, let me see how they identify him. He's just a contributor, Bruce Atkinson. But they say he made several excellent observations about the non-existent mandate, the very thing we were talking about. Let me read a part of it for you. The mandate's non-existence shields the Biden administration from legal challenges that may ultimately restrict OSHA and its authority. Yet the mandate is still effective at compelling industries and companies into compliance, as it leaves room for any eventual issuance to target non-compliant entities. This implied cudgel is particularly effective on industries and companies dependent. Here it comes. Dependent on federal spending or the goodwill of federal regulators. That pretty much says it. And adds that the Biden White House has been well served by presenting a non-existent mandate as a done deal. It's not a done deal. And yet the companies are rushing into it. Now, you do have the airlines under federal mandate. You've got to wear your mask. I took a flight back from L.A. last night. From Las Vegas. It's a dead of night. there probably weren't maybe 40 people on this plane of 120. All right, maybe I'd say 60, all spread out. And I'm kind of dozing a little bit. My mask slipped on down below my nose. Hey, pull it up over your nose. I wanted to say, I'm sitting here by myself. There's no one near me except you standing. But I just, yes, ma'am, I will. My bad. No, they're going to enforce it. They're going to say that the transportation industry insisted. And we'll throw you off the plane. Oh, I want to be on the plane maybe in the future. Unless I have to have a documentation. Pardon me, which, by the way, you had to play in the World Series of Poker this year. Since I already had it, I went ahead and played. But their numbers were down probably up to 30% because a lot of the players said, hell no, I'm not going to go get a vaccine just to go play poker. Screw it. So here we have in Australia where they had this massive lockdown on, police being called out, Sydney to have COVID-19 lockdown in next week after the vaccination rate hits 70%. You know how bad they've had 2 months of lockdown in Melbourne? Why? Let me give you some numbers. The U.S. population is 330 million. 330 million U.S. population. We have had 700 million deaths attributed to COVID. Whether or not they were COVID, we don't know. Although I know some probably were. I told you I lost a very close relative. It's a dangerous thing. You have to do what you think is right for you and your family. I cannot insist that anymore. All right, but 330 million, 700,000 deaths. Australia's population is 36 million, not even maybe a tenth of our population, with 1,400 deaths. 1,400. And they locked the whole damn country down? Coming up, Dr. Rick Lehman looking at some of the latest COVID restrictions for sports and other issues. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota. For life.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest, we've had on several times. Always want to be clear and transparent with you. He is not only a friend, but my personal doctor. I've had a couple of rotator cuffs done by him. He's excellent when it comes to sports medicine and other issues as well. Dr. Rick Lehman, head of the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. Glad to have you on board again, sir.
Larry, thank you very much.
Listen, I've got a lot of material to cover with you, but something just broke. I just pulled it up. I want to get a quick reaction from you. There's a group of 18 former NBA players accused of charged with defrauding the NBA League's health and wellness benefit program out of something like $4 million. Charges just released. Players include Jamarian Moon, Glenn Davis, Sebastian Telfair, at least listed so far, but 18 players and one other individual involved. Your thoughts on that charge? Not knowing any more than what I just told you, I'm sure.
Well, you know, it's interesting in that if they in fact didn't, you know, abide by the health and wellness rules, if they, you know, I'm not sure what they did. But generally, they would not be levying these charges unless they had that in the bag, because these are some, you know, these are players et cetera. I know a couple of those guys, and it'll be interesting to see what they did and if other players also were involved. My guess is it has something to do with payments that they got from services that they didn't provide.
Yeah, they are suggesting as a plan to submit false and fraudulent claims to get reimbursed for medical other expenses that were never given them.
Right, and that's you know, that happens. And they said we did this, we did that, and boom, they get reimbursed.
So we'll see how it plays out. Well, anyway, I had to bring that in right away. So let's talk about the NBA. The NBA season starts officially October the 20th. They hope to vax everyone in the league. They've had a problem with Kyrie Irving, who's refusing the vaccine, according to Rolling Stone. And he's saying, look, it's private. It's my decision. I like to keep it private. I don't want to spend time talking about it. Yet we've had others, Shaquille O'Neal, say they should get rid of his butt, throw him off the team because he won't be able to play for the Nets, so get rid of him. Your thoughts on the athletes taking the vaccine or not taking it?
Well, first of all, I kind of agree with Kyrie, and I love Shaq. He's a friend. So I don't want to say anything negative, but I got
to
tell you.
But you're going to, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's a personal issue. So one of my patients, a lady named Nicki Minaj, is an entertainer, and she's a rapper, and she doesn't want to take the vaccine. She should have the right in our country as Kyrie Irving or whoever to say right. On an individual basis, I don't believe the government should make me take the vaccine.
Well, but they're saying we can't, if you're not vaccinated, if you can't play in our home games because in New York City you have to show proof of vaccination to even enter a facility indoors. So you can only play the away games. And then you have to sit away from the other players during lunch. You can't travel with them. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Well, it's $17 million Kyrie's given up. So why wouldn't he do what everybody else has been doing all year and take a daily PCR test, and if he's negative, get on the plane and play in the arenas, et cetera, et cetera? You know, there's ways around this. And, again, I, as a doctor, should everybody get vaccinated? Yes, everybody should get vaccinated, and I'm very clear on that. As an individual, if someone has religious beliefs or has a reason, we're forcing every American to do something that's not right.
You know, I just returned from the World Series of Poker, just started. And I had already signed up for a particular event, paid my money in advance. And then the word came out, if you're going to play in the World Series of Poker, you must have proof you've been vaccinated. Well, I'd already been vaccinated because my daughters wanted me to. You and I talked about it, and I went ahead and did it. And I have a grandson who's type 1 diabetic. So, okay, I'll do it. And I've been fine. But I know the attendance was down anywhere from 30 to maybe 40% in some cases, some of the tournaments. Players saying, I'm not going to have to go take a vaccine to play poker.
And I agree with, you know, again, I just don't think it's right. And if you're African-American, what happened last time the government told you to go get vaccinated?
Right.
That didn't work out so well. So I have sympathy for people on an individual basis who say, I just don't think it's right. Now, I also think if you have a negative PCR test, you should be allowed to go see the Blues play or go into an arena or an inside restaurant because you proved you don't have COVID. And in Kyrie Irving's case, and believe me, there's a lot of other NBA guys, and I know this personally, who are not vaccinated. If they can show proof that they're negative, why are you forcing a vaccine on them?
But here's the other thing. I know you're a big fan of The View. In fact, we're probably interrupting you getting to watch it right now. but the four of the ladies of The View were going to have VP Harris appear with them on the show the other day on set. But they ran a test and suddenly said, oh, two of you, you got to get off. We've been vaccinated. Oh, you're showing COVID positive. You have to get off the set. And then when the VP did arrive, they said, you know, let's just put her in another room and we'll do it remotely. In other words, she could have stayed anywhere and done the interview. Then the two who were taken off turned out their tests were not positive, is a false positive. So how good are these tests anyway?
Okay, and that's fair, you know. But the other thing that no one talks about, Larry, let's say you got vaccinated. There's no guarantee you're not going to get COVID.
Sure, absolutely.
So Kyrie gets vaccinated and he gets COVID. My three kids are vaccinated. They all have had COVID after the vaccination. So just to be honest with you, that's not the end-all be-all.
But are they dying? But the question really then, does it lessen your chance of dying or does it make it less? And we have the flu season. I think Norway has decided we're just going to call this the flu. It's the same old thing as we're going to classify it the flu.
No doubt. And, yes, it lessens your chance of dying, getting hospitalized, et cetera. So there's no question there's a benefit to the vaccine. But to say that, you know, Kyrie Irving's going to get vaccinated and never get COVID, or the girls on The View are going to get vaccinated. Yeah, they had a negative test, but, you know, they still can get COVID and they still could give it to the vice president.
All right, so here's another big issue. Project Veritas releasing a fifth video on its COVID vaccination investigative piece. And they have a sit down with a Pfizer insider, Melissa Stricker. She is giving them internal email showing that corporate execs were telling staff, don't tell anyone that we're using human fetal tissue in lab testing of the COVID vaccine. Right there is a religious issue for a lot of people.
I couldn't agree. You know, I'm not a religious right person, but I couldn't agree more. You know, and I think you're not allowed to animal test, you're not allowed to do this, and you shouldn't be using fetal tissue if, you know, that's in their dictum. But there's a lot of religious people that are not going to be down with using fetal tissue. I'm not one of them, but I certainly understand their sentiment, and I can't disagree with that.
Well, the other question, and I told you I had a lot of stuff throw at you. I appreciate
you. I'm ready.
You're
good.
I mean, you're a good tennis player. You're batting them back pretty fast. So California is now the first state to require vaccination for immunizations for in-school person attendance. They're going to phase it in by age group, 7 to 12, K-6, 7 through 12 next July, so forth. And then we've got various vaccines being worked on, making it available for kids down to age 12. And we've got some working on it, making it as young as 2 years or 6 months. Now, here's the balance issue I have. They're concerned about, can we get FDA approval to give a vaccine to a kid that young, down to 6 months, let's say. And yet they're telling pregnant women, you can go ahead and take it. Everything will be okay. We tell women all the time, if you're pregnant, do not drink, do not smoke, certainly don't do drugs. What the hell is the difference?
Well, so here's the deal. If you're in your first trimester, you know, the first whatever, third of your pregnancy, in my opinion, and the research backs us up, you probably shouldn't get vaccinated.
I want to make sure you're clear. You said should not get vaccinated.
Should not get all vaccinated. Right. If you're further along in your pregnancy, you know, you're in the second trimester, preferably the third trimester, then, you know, I think you're probably safe. But women early in their pregnancy, just like you said, shouldn't drink.
It's going right to the fetus. Is that a good idea?
No. No, because you don't know. No one studied that, so you don't know what the effects are.
We don't have any long-term studies, do we?
No. Well, you don't have long-term studies on anything. The virus is a year old.
Yeah. Well, I think we covered a lot of material, sir, and I always appreciate your time.
Larry, let's get together.
If we do. I think you buy the drinks this time, right?
You got it.
Okay.
All on me.
Dr. Rick Lehman, we appreciate it very much. Folks, you don't want to hear this next. You do want to hear this next story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
My personal choice for Italian food, Cafe Napoli. Now, sometimes I want steak, fish. Hey, try the sea bass. Perfect. Plus a worldwide selection of wines. Cafe Napoli's mission is to serve you only the best. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And, you know, Quentin said, you know, you sound okay, but I just want to let you know your energy level's slipping a little bit. Oh, he knows I should be more fired up. And if I'm you know, you don't really care what I did or what I didn't do in the sense that makes me tired or not tired. You deserve the best program. If I'm failing you here, please accept my apology. I will make it right. I got a lot more to come. I mean, a lot more to come. So let's jump into one of these issues right here. This is one of these things that, well, let me ask you this question. Have you paid any attention to what you're paying at the fuel pump lately, the gas prices? Huh? Have you? Well, you should. The White House indicated just yesterday that governments across the globe, across the world, I mean, this is all part of the Paris Accord thing, for those who sign on and will obey by it, which will be us because we're all about being correct. The White House indicating to these other governments, don't walk back your green energy commitments despite the growing shortage of fossil fuel and the price hikes. That's right. They're already saying, well, this isn't a good idea. No kidding. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked during the daily briefing, are you guys concerned that fuel shortages in Europe will impact the green energy pledges ahead of the Glasgow Climate Change Summit, still to come in December. And her answer, we certainly hope not. In her head, she's screaming, oh, my God. But she wanted to show we got upcoming conversations. And then she adds this. This is the typical thinking of these people currently in office. Because they don't worry about the gas price. They don't really pay them. She said the climate crisis is more important than cheaper fuel, calling global warming one of the greatest national security crises the president sees. You know what? To that extent, I'm sure she's right. Oh, he does not see all of the illegals coming across our border and the fact we have no border. He doesn't see that. He's busy selecting a new ice cream. He doesn't see all these Afghans we're bringing in that have not been properly vetted and many of them coming in with various diseases that we thought we got rid of in this country. Measles, rubella, mumps, but they're all coming in. He doesn't see that many of those who have been brought in under the Afghan program, really not people that were on the special visa program. We left them behind, just as we left Americans behind. He doesn't see that either. He sees the biggest threat to the nation right now is the climate crisis. That and white evangelicals who are terrorists. And then, of course, Psaki says, well, we also should blame, you know, the spike hike in gas prices to Hurricane Ida hit the southern coast more than a month ago. And then she says, certainly we all want to keep gasoline prices low, but the threat of the crisis, the climate crisis, it can't wait any longer. That damn climate crisis is going to be here 500 years after she's gone. And it will be the same kind of mixed match of what we've got now. I've tried to make it clear. You take a yardstick and you put a sesame seed, one of the smallest seeds, not the smallest, but a sesame seed at the very end of that yardstick. That would, you know, for those of you who don't know a yardstick, they'd be at the 3-foot level, right at the very end of it. Everything before that sesame seed represents the world before mankind. The sesame seed represents all of mankind from the very first man appearing. So we really have no understanding of this world and how it changes. Now, yes, are there ways to control pollution and things of that nature? Good idea. I'm not going to say don't do it. But they are going full-blown on this thing. And a majority of Americans, according to Rasmussen's survey, this is bad news for Joe. 53% say he's done a poor job. 15% said fair job. But 53% said a poor job. And 2022 and then 2024 coming. And then we got the Hunter Biden artwork story. Oh, that's coming up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.